Hello. I'm Sarah, the curate at St Edmundsbury Cathedral, and this is the first reflection in a series of three as we spend today thinking about the idea of sanctuary. Sanctuary. And over the next few minutes, this first reflection will explore the idea of sanctuary as a place. Think, if you will, for a moment about a favourite story. Picture it in your mind's eye. It might be from a fiction book, a film or a TV programme, one of the soaps even. I expect that your story is set in a place, a particular location or series of locations in a particular context. If I asked you to tell me the story of your life, I think it's an almost impossible task without including a sense of place, where you've lived, where you were born, perhaps the places you have visited. The same seems true of our faith story. From the very earliest of days, we hear about particular places. God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. We hear about the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctuary, the place where God dwelt in the temple. We hear too of Jesus being born in Bethlehem, of regular journeys up to Jerusalem, the promise of a holy city, a new Jerusalem, the place we might dwell forever in the presence of God. I'm sure you can think of many more examples, you know, stories that tell us about where God is to be found and how we find God in different places, God's presence here on earth as it is in heaven. It's interesting, isn't it, that these stories themselves become a place of sanctuary. They bring us hope and consolation. Sometimes we set out to search for God, and we go to the places where we expect God to be, places where we hope to find sanctuary. Maybe we are disappointed when we don't find what we hoped for. We might try, for example, to find God by choosing to attend a quiet day, a bit like this one, or praying in church. Perhaps we go to church to visit, or perhaps to worship. We might look forward to going on a particular walk or to the mountains, to a river or the sea. And perhaps these places are the thin places, the places where something of God's presence with us breaks through in a more tangible way than perhaps it does elsewhere. Places where we feel that God is with us, where heaven and earth become visible simultaneously. Yet if we consider Psalm 139, wherever we go, to the highest heights or the deepest depths, God is there. There is nowhere to flee from his presence. Nowhere we can be without God. So why is it we notice God's presence with us more in some places than in others? Perhaps it's because we set out to look for God. We go to God to find sanctuary with God, when actually God is with us all the time. It's just that we're not great at paying attention to this. Think of those stories. Jonah found God dwelling with him in the belly of a great fish, a place he least expected to encounter the presence of God, just as God was there for Daniel in a lion's den, for Ruth in a foreign land, or for the widow and her mites, even for Onesimus in a letter. We search for places of sanctuary with God when all the time God comes to us in unexpected ways and in unexpected places, offering us moments of refuge as well as physical places of sanctuary. I wonder if we can practice noticing places of sanctuary in our lives. Not only the physical spaces, but perhaps also a piece of music, or a quiet cup of tea enjoyed in the company of the one who loves us, who sustains us, and who gives us life. We move into some silence. But as we do, perhaps you'd like to map out the places where you spend your time. Notice the places of sanctuary. Those places where you might least expect to find God. And think about how God is already present in those places. And see for yourself the moments of sanctuary you experience in life as you journey from place to place.